Biden is evil. Trump must win. He's real. He will bring back the people's trust. These leftists are not for the American people. It's the biggest cover-up ever. Biden is an extension of the policies of Obama that weakened America, and we cannot let that happen again. He's real. The left are deceitful and have lied to the American people. They have stripped down their mighty powers for their own ego of power to rule the nation's economy. Extension of the policy. Let us ask God to rid this horror. And let us hold a candle on this land of the free and bring her back to the place she once stood proud. She is God's liberty. She is God's love. She is freedom, dignity. And God will cast his healing breath across this land. He will vanquish deceit. And I assure you that Jesus, Moses, will stand their ground and ask all to vote for truths. Our land of the free will break her chains, and this will be. My children of God, your only hope is to see this greatness. And you must vote for this man in office, the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. For he is a man of integrity, fighting for you and this country's welfare. He loves this country as you do. Don't allow deceit to manipulate you. For only truths will prevail. Don't die knowing you all allowed a lie. This lie has to be wiped out. Donald Trump has been great for the American people these last 4 years, and he wants to continue to fight for her glory and freedom. The left will bring you down with their lies and destroy America. Let us all pray, and may God give us strength that we may shine in the name of Jesus and Moses and saints of all religions. May we hold God's torch of truths and pray for world peace. For the U.S. to bring her nation's flag to wave with pride with President Donald Trump, 2020. God bless.
Good evening, Patriots. Good evening, Patriots. It's Scott, your boy from Woke Societies, the host and creator of the channel podcast, whatever the hell you want to call this thing, whatever this movement, whatever you want to call us. God-loving people, Patriots, we're all here to join forces tonight. And I'm a little nervous and a little excited to do tonight's show, and you'll find out in just a little bit. And thank you guys so much for joining tonight. We're going to be doing something a little bit different tonight that you're not used to. And you'll find out in a little bit what we're going to be doing here. But here we are. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining me tonight. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to be doing, like I said, something a little bit different. And I'll announce it in a little bit. So thank you guys for joining. We're live streaming on DLive. We're on Twitch. And, of course, we're on Foxhole. And, again, I'm going to be showing this to you guys every single show going forward. You guys need to sign up right now on Foxhole, thefoxhole.app. Yes. Thefoxhole.app right now. Right now it's on the Apple Store. You can go right to your store and download it from there while it's still there. And for anyone that's Android and Chrome user, please go into your browser, type in thefoxhole.app, and once you get there, you'll see a link to download it to your home screen, and you'll have it right there for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the future. We're looking at the future right here, and this list that you guys are seeing right now, this is going to be an ever-growing list of your favorite content creators. We are truly building the future right now here in front of us. Gab's doing it. We're doing it over here with the guys on Pill.net. And again, shout out to everybody. Everybody that had their hands on this, the guys from Pilled, Methods, all you guys that have put in the behind the scenes work to give you this final product here. And it's not even the final product. There is still so many things going to be rolled out for this, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get better. So we know what happened with DLive. We're not going to dive into that anymore. They demonetized us. We know exactly what we need to do going forward, and that is our own sovereign everything. Our own platforms, currency, the way we make our money, everything needs to be under our own control and nobody else's. So with that in mind, for right now, ladies and gentlemen, because I know a lot of you are upset, you bought lemons, a lot of people were messaging me, I get it. I'm just upset as all of you are too. They're making it extremely hard for us to make a living, but guess what? I am not demoralized. I am far from demoralized. I'm actually encouraged. I am so full of positivity and just light right now. I can feel it flowing through me, and I felt it since I woke up this morning. And this is why I said this show tonight is going to be a little bit different than usual. So let me just see here real quick and all that good stuff. Make sure everyone's comfy. How's everyone doing out there in the chat? Everyone doing good? Let me know where you're all from. We're already at 2,000 viewers. So guys, people are asking, how can I donate to you? Well, Caitlin, I see you in the DLive chat. You can go right to Cash App. It's in my About section tab. Go to the Cash App and you can donate directly to the channel. And the best thing about that, guys, there's no cut taken. All that money, there's no percentage. It all goes to the show. So that is the best way right now to donate, to make donations to that. And if my mods could just drop those links all throughout the show tonight, and that's how we're going to go about this going forward. Until we see what future things we roll out on other platforms, that's all I'm going to say about it for now. But don't worry, we are working our asses off. Teams are working their asses off. Patriots are working their asses off to build our future right now. And I can tell you right now, guys, it's extremely bright. So I'm glad everyone's here. I'm glad we're all going to be here hanging out. Let me get to what I want to tell everyone tonight. So I was trying to put this show together. And I'm looking at the news. I'm looking at the articles. I'm seeing what's happening in the world here, guys. And I got to be honest with you. It was really, really nothing but doom porn, fear porn, and nothing but negative news. I see so many people giving up, losing faith. And for me, there was many reasons why I decided to take on this channel. When I got red-pilled, I felt like, man, I've been lied to. I was going with the other side for a while. And I wanted to tell the world about what I found out, the truth that I came across, and I wanted to get it out there. It turned into something that I never thought it would turn into. I've made so many friends, met so many beautiful patriots I never would have met otherwise, most of them digitally. But either way, connections were made, and what this has turned into and where I've come and all the things that me and my friends have gone through. And I'm including all you guys with that too, because all of you guys have been censored it at some point, and I'm sure a lot of you have. I'm just so encouraged with where we are going as a movement, as a whole entire unit together. There is going to be nothing that can stop us, ladies and gentlemen. There is going to be nothing that can stop us. And what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is I'm going to do something tonight that I've never done with this many people. What I want to do with tonight's episode, I want to pray with all of you tonight. I was looking at the news, and again, the reason why I'm doing this channel is because this is a service to you guys. You guys buy my merch. You give your hard-earned money to me to keep this afloat full-time, and you guys pay for that service. And I was looking at the news articles today. I just felt like it would be a disservice to all of you to go into what the news of the day is. Because at this point, ladies and gentlemen, we know damn well what we are up against, the evil that we're up against. We know what the situation is. I really believe we're at the precipice right now. And if we're not, we're going to need to pray a lot more to get through it. And that's just the way I feel about it. And I was getting the show together, guys, and I felt wrong doing it. I do this all the time. This is more than a full-time job. And I just felt like this was the right thing to do today. So I'm going to lead a prayer. And after that, we'll see how long that goes. Guys, this is something I didn't plan for. This is just what I decided a few hours ago before I went live with you. We're just going to get all this fear. The goal of this tonight is to get rid of this fear that I see overtaking so many people, including myself. I put a nice facade here, guys, and I am holding strong. Don't worry, but I am human too, guys. I have a family. I have a newborn baby that's going to be born in the middle of the next summer. I'm scared. I'm worried. And you know what? It's okay to say that, too. It's okay to admit that fear. But where I want to go with it tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is I want that fear to die. Because what separates our movement from the rest of these lefty scumbags, the fucking corporate, the corrupt people in the corporate media, what separates us from everything else is that this movement, these channels that you guys listen to, all of our friends, they are built ultimately on love. Love, transparency, and good intentions. We're not here to feed you fake news. We're not here to grift. We're not here to push a certain narrative to get emotions out. That's not what we're here to do. And I just wanted to really paint that, get that across to all of you tonight. And a reason, again, why I decided that we're going to be doing this. So my goal tonight with this prayer, I don't know how long it's going to go for. And if you guys are into this stuff, you can bounce. I don't give a shit. A lot of this is for me, myself, tonight. Because doing this, going through what I have gone through and so many of my friends as far as the platforming, I'm sure a lot of you saw Red Pill last night. He was holding back tears. You know what? I don't blame him. He's more man than most people to do that in front of that big of an audience, to almost hold back tears. And he's real like the rest of us. PayPal, our PayPal and Venmos are gone. And he's appearing in more hit pieces than my channel is and many others. He seems to be getting a huge brunt of it. I saw Rolling Stone and AP. He was in those articles today. Just today. It is not hard to be targeted. Regular Joe Schmoes like us, to have the full force of these lefty corporations come down on us. It's scary. It's scary. When I leave the house, my wife worries. There is a fear that's being installed here. But my thing is tonight, ladies and gentlemen, my fear, because I don't, this is not, like Red Pill said last night, this is not a, oh, woe is me. It is not that at all. Because I know a lot of you out there have lost your jobs. Your relationships with your families have been destroyed. People have called you crazy, called you racist, called you Nazis. That stuff hurts. It hurts. It does. It hurts. Because we know from the time we started to do this shit, especially for me, my patriotic juices started to flow again like they never did before in my entire life. Realizing what we were up against, the lies we were up against, what we had to lose. That is what we're fighting for. We've been patriots since day one, and it's progressed from Nazi to domestic terrorist. And we've been treated as such by every fucking corporation in this country. It's going to end at some point. It's going to end. My goal here today, ladies and gentlemen, is to conquer this fear. Conquer this fear, because our movement is based on love, and it's always have been. Love and peace. I've been promoting it on this channel for so long, and yet we're still told we're inciting violence somehow. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the screen over here just to have the image, because, you know, for me, it's a little weird if I close my eyes and everyone's staring at me. So what I want to do, guys, whether you're religious or not, I don't subscribe to one religion. I do believe in God. I do believe in the power of prayer. And right now, just thinking right now, let me just look at the numbers, guys. I used to go to church. I know the power of prayer is very real. I know God is very real. Like I said, I don't subscribe to one religion. I don't care if you're Buddhist, you're Islam, you're Jewish. I don't care. And I see people right now saying, I'm on my knees, I'm ready. So get ready. You pray to Jesus. I don't care who you pray to. We are all human beings. We all share blood. And until we start looking at each other like that, I'm talking on both sides, until we start looking at each other like human beings and valuing human beings again, like John Paul Rice has said, that is where healing is going to begin. And that's what I want to focus on today, guys. Let's shed that fear. Let's shed that fear and think about the future that we want for ourselves, our kids, our grandchildren. Let's come together. Right now, we're at 2.6 thousand viewers. My church probably had about 40 to 50 people on it, and I went to that church for probably almost 20 years. And I was afraid to do that in front of those people. And I'm not afraid now by any means. I'm just saying, we have 2.6 thousand viewers here just on DLive. Let's see what we have over on Twitch. We have 337. And let me hop over to Foxhole real quick. And big shout out to them, guys. I love this app. It's absolutely fire. Let me see here real quick.
Search for probably.
And we have 2,300 on Foxhole. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's see how much power that almost 6,000 people have right now coming together to pray. Because this is exactly what we need to do right now. No one knows what's going to happen next week. Nobody knows. We have faith that it's going to work out. We have faith in Trump. And whether Q's, we're going to find out whether Q is legit or not. And whatever happens, whatever is, it is what it is at this point. I don't really care. All I want to do tonight is, again, to establish that we need to pray. So if you guys can, I'm going to start praying right now. And again, I don't know how long this is going to last. I'm going to play some music at some point, just to, in case there is some dead air. And guys, after we're done, I want you guys to write in the chat what you are positive for. What are the some great things that happened in your life this past year? Some of your kids get married? Did they graduate? And if you guys don't want to close your eyes, look at the image on the screen. This is truly a spiritual war that we're in the middle of right now. And these fucking psychopaths feed on fear. You have to hear it. They feed on our fear. We need to be the light. And that is what we're going to do tonight. So I'll start it. And I'm going to play at some music at some point. And then, guys, what I'm planning on doing in the second half is playing the Mike Lindell interview that was on RSBN. His interaction with Trump. Don't get your hopes up. It wasn't anything crazy. I just want to play it because YouTube crushed the video. They deleted it already. So after the prayer, if you guys want to hang around for that, that's what we're doing. Again, this is not a typical show. This is the plan just for today. So let's do it, shall we? Let's do it. So right now, God, I just want to come to you with the patriots that are viewing this channel. And I'm sure there's not just one per phone, one per computer. There could be family watching this right now, watching with who knows how many other people. I just come to you right now, God, just coming to you as a loyal servant to you. Just with so much weight on myself, and I'm sure this weight is being felt by so many people right now, afraid of what their futures are going to be, afraid of what this country could look like in this nightmare scenario. And God, we are afraid right now. And we need to speak this out, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening right now, speak it out. Get it out. Your words are powerful. Speak that fear out of your existence right now. Get it out. I ask God right now that this fear, this cloud that is hanging over all of our heads right now, I ask that you vanquish this fear that is just, I see it, it's a cancer, it's still prevailing, and it's okay. It's okay to be feeling like this, and you guys have to remember that. It's okay to be feeling this way right now. And some of you might be in better spirits, and God bless you. But I ask right now, God, that you just overtake this fear. I give it up to you. This fear will not reside in my soul. This fear will not reside in my thoughts. This fear will not dictate my emotions, my thoughts, anything. I will not let this affect my family. This fear that I see needs to go, and I know it will be gone in the name of God if we just ask it to go away, and it will go away. I've seen too many people giving up right now. Too many people. We have come this far together, all together. And I know no matter what happens, if that nightmare is a realization that does happen, we are 80 to 100 million strong. And no matter what happens, we will not be silenced. We will not be silenced. So again, I just want to come with these emotions, these feelings of doubt. I ask in the name of God right now that you just take this from me and my family that's listening right now. You guys are my family, and I feel for you. I can feel the fear. I can feel your worry, and I am right there with you all, and it's okay. If you all need to cry right now, let it out. Let those emotions out. It's okay to feel this way right now. It's okay. We are human beings. I just ask right now with all my patriots and all my family, right now, just think of the world that you want to live in. Think of the businesses that you want to grow in. Think of the world that you want for your own children, your own families, your grandchildren. Don't focus on what's coming this coming week or the coming months or years. Focus right now, ladies and gentlemen, on what you want to, what you want your future to be. For you yourself, your local communities, think, go there first. And just let this out. Get it out. I just ask right now, God, that you just shower, not just the ones that are listening right now, not just me, but our entire country of all the patriots, all the people, even the ones that are in hiding. They know the truth. They know they voted for Trump, but they couldn't even tell their families because they're afraid of being canceled. Businesses are afraid of being canceled right now because they can't even talk about it because of what is being created by these corrupt, evil, psychopathic demons right now. I ask God right now, we come together, that we pray for our country and you shower right now the light and energy and the power that you provide to all of us to get through this together. That no matter what happens, we are going to come out of this stronger no matter what happens, and we're going to keep that faith and hold the damn line. No matter what, you are our strength. You are our strength. Whether Trump's in for another term or not, if it's somebody else, we know, God, that you have built this country. Patriots died defending this country. People, our forefathers went to war, walked through snow, bleeding feet, went on beaches and died, ran into fire and died. I just wanted to do this so we could come to this place unified, God. Come to this place together, because I know the power of prayer. I was in church for almost my entire life. Prayer is a real thing. And when people come together, we can move mountains. And there is so much potential for human beings we haven't even began to imagine yet. But it's all there waiting for us. I truly believe we are going into our golden age as far as our time period right now. 4 years of fighting, 4 years of being called crazy, conspiracy theorist, 4 years of this. It's not going to be for nothing, even if the results don't come out exactly as we want it. And I do have faith. I do have faith, God, that you're going to bring us the victory. I have faith in that. So right now, guys, I just want you to just breathe. Just breathe in with me. And just let it out. Let out those emotions. Let the fear go. The families that have cut you off, the friends that have cut you off, it's okay. It's absolutely okay. I truly believe we're on the cusp of the Great Awakening, and the evil is going to be shown, and we're going to be seeing things that we never could even imagine. And the transformation that's going to be taking place, I don't believe that we're out, that this was all for nothing. So again, God, I just want to come to you right now and just ask for that power again. Give us that breath and just vanquish this fear and just instill the spirit of love in all of us again right now. And I know many of you have that right now. Doing this work myself, you can get away from the spiritual side, but that is why I feel heavy in my heart to do this right now, to get back into the spiritual side of doing this, because it all matters. All of this matters. Faith and love and just tell yourself, we are love. I am love. I am is a powerful statement. You're speaking the words into the universe. You're speaking those words. They mean something. They're powerful. I am love. We are love. All of us together. And just keep saying it out loud to yourselves. I am love. We are going to be fine. Everything is going to work itself out. We didn't get this far just to give up. And I am not the one to give up, and I will never give up. So I just want to get this out for you guys and just let it out. Put in the chat what you're thankful for. Put in the chat. Did one of your families have a baby, a grandbaby? Anything in the chat, just put it in there now. All your positive things that happen to you, let's focus on those positive things. Let's focus on the light. Let's focus on the future that you guys want. And just let go of the fear and doubt. They are low vibrations. Love is the highest vibration. Love is how we heal. No matter what. And I know this kind of turned into like a guided meditation, but I can't help myself. It's what I do. But continue, guys. Continue to keep praying right now. We'll do this for another 4 or 5 minutes. Continue to pray, guys. Hug your family, your loved ones, whoever is with you right now. Just give them a hug and tell them you love them. I can feel it, guys. This is what I would consider the Holy Spirit. I can feel it welling up inside of me right now, and I almost have tears myself. I can feel the energy. I know you're out there. I can feel you guys. I can feel it. And it's just so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. And yeah, this is kind of weird for me too. This is weird, guys. This is weird. A little vulnerable right now. But this isn't about me. This is about all of us. This is about all of us coming together like we always do on our shows. Talking about the world, the news, focusing on the darkness. But tonight we are doing something different. We are focusing on the light and just coming together and just looking at our family and friends that are here right now and just telling them, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Love conquers all. And you have to remember that. Your words mean everything. Your words are your most powerful weapon. Speak what you want in your life. And make it a reality. When you say, I am, you are saying you are that, and the universe will respond to that. God will provide. Sometimes it's easy. It's just as easy as just asking for it. I asked for this channel to turn into something that I never thought I would imagine it would be, and it happened. It did happen, and here we are. And here we are. Focus on that. Focus on your family. Focus on the love. And it might sound like a beaten record, but I don't care. I ask right now, God, that all this fear just go away to the wayside. That we pray right now for our President Trump. He is surrounded by snakes everywhere. He knew what he was getting himself into when he did this. And I have full faith, Lord, that he is not just going to give up on us and hand this country over to Biden and China, essentially. I don't believe it. I've never believed it. And I still don't believe it. And I have full faith that he is going to come through for us. So right now, I ask God that you touch him and just let him know that thousands and millions of patriots are praying for him. Just like the energy that I can feel right now from everybody and everyone going and praying right now, let him know. Because again, the people in the crowd chanting, "I love you, we love you, we love you," and him saying it back, that means something. It's so small and stupid, but it's really not. It's such a powerful thing. There has been real bonds created between us. All of us, this entire movement with this man, we love him. We love him. And that's powerful. There is nothing that can conquer that. So if we're going to sit here and pray for a miracle, we can pray for a miracle. Is the military going to come in? We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. But it's okay. All I do know is that we're all in this together, and we're all going to be in this together, and we're still here. Have faith in your family, the love that you share with each and all of you guys. Just share that with each other and just shed off those negative feelings. Got a little teary-eyed. Definitely got a little teary-eyed. But it's okay. It's okay. Just live in this moment just for a couple more minutes, guys. Just live in this moment just for a little bit more. And we'll get back. We'll come back down to earth here. To that brief moment, I felt we're all on cloud nine. We're all doing it together. It was so beautiful. I can feel the energy. I can feel it, and I already feel better than I did 30 minutes ago. Just live in this energy. Remember what it feels like. Remember, whatever religion you are, whatever background you have, it doesn't matter. We're all human beings. We all need to value each other all over again. Does not matter what skin color you are, what religion you are, it does not matter. Even if you're not religious, it's okay. It's okay. Prayer is very real. God is very real. We have a creator. And we were put here on this earth for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the thick of it right now. We're in the thick of it right now. Q even told us ourselves, we were getting a mass intel drop that would use it to comfort your families. They said our families would be safe. And up to this point, we're going to have to see what happens. And I'm thankful for all of you in the chat. I see you right now. I'm thankful for my Patriot brothers and sisters who walk beside you. Love you, Patriot World family. My soul feels refreshed. I love it. I absolutely love it. Holy Father, the amazement and beauty of your creations never end. Thank you, Scott. My family needed that. And that makes my heart sing. He trains my hands. Thank you for saying that. Thank you, Scott. My family needed that. Oh, that just got the chills. Just got the chills. That is so powerful just to even read that. We're going to be fine, guys. We're going to be just fine. Okay. All right. Wow. I didn't know how that was going to go, guys. I'm sorry, that kind of was a prayer and a guided meditation type hybrid mix thing. I don't know what you would call that. But thank you. Thank you, God. I know you're going to answer these prayers, and we're going to be fine no matter what. Guys, we can't live in fear. We can't live in fear. No matter what happens, if problems arise, we're going to figure out solutions for it, and we're going to conquer it all. We're going to come out of this much stronger, and that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do. Scott's next calling is a preacher. No, I won't be a preacher, but we'll see what happens for the future. If there's an opportunity that arises to run for office, local office, politics, that is something I am keeping on the back burner. I'm absolutely keeping it on the back burner right now. So we'll see what happens. And I'm just seeing the outpouring of comments from people just saying, I needed that so much. Thank you. That was awesome. I felt the spirit come over me. Thank you, brother. Thank you for doing this. I feel such a weight lifted off. Yes. Yes. My family. I love you guys. I love you. This week has been one of the hardest weeks for me personally, going through all this, being in the vibes, the energy, going into the world just to get groceries. It just feels like you're just walking through the thick mud of just fear. Being home all the time. It's awful. It's awful. Yes, God will bless all of us. He will. He will. He absolutely will. I want to hug you. I want to hug you too. I want to hug all of you. Big, big group hug going on over here. Love bomb. This is what you would guys, I guess you would call a love bomb episode. This is it. So just enjoy these vibes for a little bit, guys. And what I'm going to do in just a couple minutes here, I'm going to play the interview from Mike Lindell and RSBN. Just giving his testimony of what happened when he went to the White House, the people he met, how he was treated, and all this stuff. So the show's not over yet, guys. I had to do that. And that I needed to get that done. I needed to have that moment with all of you. And I just felt like it was a disservice if I didn't. So I'm so glad. I'm just looking at the chat because I was so nervous. I was talking to some of my friends before I did this. And I was like, I don't know how they're going to react to this. I don't know. And I was told that it would be a good idea. And I also talked to my wife and some other friends. And they all said that. But I just want to read something. That you all know her, Sookie. She's one of her favorite mods, and on her channels. She wrote something, two lines that I thought were just so powerful. I just want to read, and then we're gonna get into the Mike Lindell here thing. She wrote, "We are the kinsmen redeemers for our generations. No matter what, we are not victims. We are not slaves. We are not the betrayed. We are the most fortunate people on the face of earth." And I thought those two statements were so powerful. And again, guys, it plays into that whole entire fear narrative, the victim narrative. We need to shed the fear. We need to shed the victim. I could sit here and cry all day about how much I've been deplatformed and all my income almost completely cut off by doing this. I could sit here and cry about it, but guess what? Every time it's happened, something else comes out of nowhere and it gets better and better and better. And that is exactly our mindset, our future. Living on platforms where we can get our free speech out with no harassment from anybody and making an income while doing it. Having thriving businesses with good people with good intentions to disseminate good information to people to let them know what's going on. It's going to work. We're just going to work. We're trimming the fat, as I always like to say. We're trimming the fat right now, getting down to that lean, fit muscle that we're all, that even myself, I would love to have that kind of body right now, working on it, but we're getting there. We are getting there. And it's I just thought those are just two awesome, powerful statements that Sookie had written to me. And I just thought they were great. We are not victims. We are not, no matter who you are, we are not victims. We are not victims. So we have that, guys. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to do that. We have 3,000 viewers on DLive right now that watched that. And I'm just so happy there. And I wonder, because I'm on, it's funny, because I'm streaming on Periscope right now. And I wonder how many lefty demons are probably watching the stream. There's a dude praying right now on Periscope. What is this? It's probably like garlic to these vampires. Even the words prayer, the word God, any sense of religious thing at all, it's like, it probably just burns their soul. Burns their soul as my wife comes in right now. Everybody enjoyed it, babe. Everybody enjoyed it. So my wife and my son are walking in right now. They just got back from their little date with themselves. Hey, buddy. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to play this interview with Mike Lindell with RSBN. And we'll talk about it afterwards. Get your guys' reaction. And we're going to go from there. And again, guys, this isn't anything like earth shattering. This isn't anything like oh man, the world's going to come to an end. Just listen to what he has to say. It was very interesting, and this is where we'll stop the show there. So let me play it real quick. Let me get it up on the screen, and this is what we're going to do. And yes, if you guys want to donate to the show, do it through the Cash App. It's in the description on all my platforms, where you can search me on Cash App. That's the best way to donate. And when you do it that way, guys, all the money goes to the channel. No, there's no cuts taken. It goes directly to me. You can put a message and I will read it out to all you guys at the end of the show. So that's a perfect way to do that. This is about, I think, 15, 20 minutes, but we're going to play this. And this is the best thing I wanted to do, guys, because the news, I didn't want to have any fear porn, none of that stuff. So just listen. Just listen to Mike talk about what happened in the White House. Here we go.
Question everyone has on their mind right now: why was the MyPillow guy at the White House visiting our president?
Well, about 8-9 days ago, as you know, I've been looking down every hole of election fraud since November 4th. And about 8 or 9 days ago, this proof came out: 100% footprints from the machines, the machine fraud. And it went all over the internet just for about this company released it, this media outlet released it. It went out there for about, maybe 15 minutes, and everybody got their Facebook shut down. This stuff got deleted off the internet. They got their whole website shut down. So I wanted to get it to the president and say, hey, we've got, this is it. This is this shows that Joe Biden lost 79 million votes for Donald Trump and 68 million for Joe Biden. And I wanted to get it to the president.
What was his reaction when you presented this information to him? Obviously, this is something that you've been talking about for a long time, such as some other media outlets as well. But what was his reaction to it?
Well, I just had a sampling of it because that's all they put out there. But I said, I've talked to the guy. This is real. I said, it's got the IP address of the computer that it came out of. It also has the latitude and longitude, like over in China, where this went over there and came back, and it shows the number of votes flipped. And he was very intrigued looking at it. When I told him he really won by, you know, this, he goes, yeah, it's like we all knew that, right?
So walk me through the rest of the day when the lawyers escorted you upstairs. What happened at that point?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was the security advisor, Robert O'Brien. He brings me upstairs, and the president said, bring him up to lawyers. Let's talk, you know, show him this, and then come back down. And so I get back up there, and I wait in this little room, and then they come out, and they said, we got to bring you back downstairs. They bring me back downstairs, and I get down there, and I wait about 10 minutes, and the gal comes down, and she says, oh, it's going to be about 2 hours, and it's basically we're not going to have time to look at this. And I said, no, the president told me I would to go up there and come back and tell him, you know, that to get their opinion on this. And I said, you just tell the lawyers, I'll wait them out, you know. And so that's when I went outside the White House, actually, out there to make a phone call. And that's when all the media hit with these pictures that I had the stuff in my hand, which I was now bringing up to the lawyers, because the president just briefly looked at the stuff, and because an attorney had given me papers too to bring to him. I get stuff all the time of people, hey, can you bring him this? Can you bring him this? And finally I had this meeting. Well, I went back upstairs then. She came down about 25 minutes later, so it wasn't 2 hours magically. And I went back upstairs and I sat down with these guys, the two, and the one lawyer, he's kind of just all upset with me. He goes, you know, you got a little boisterous in the lobby there telling, you know, because, and I said, well, you guys, you were trying to push me off. You know, I need, this is serious. And the guy goes, well, this is a matter of national security. I said, yeah. And he said, well, you can sit down with these two guys. Or it was a gal and a guy. Sit down with them. And I show them all this. I show them, look at this. You can see who did it on their computer, how many votes were flipped. And in fact, I put a page of this out over the internet yesterday. Well, this is just a sample. I said, there's thousands of pages, and they're looking at it like, okay, are you done talking now? And I'm going, okay, any comments or questions? And they're all going, you know, yeah, we can get back to you on this. We'll check into this. But it was like, what do you mean you'll check into this? this is an attack on our country by China and other countries that did this to us. And I said, this isn't, I told the one person, so this isn't even about Donald Trump anymore. I said, this is about, you know, elections going forward. If they, you know, if our whole country isn't stolen from us now, that we can never have machines that use internet and where you can switch them in hyperspace or in cyberspace. And they still looked at me with these blank looks on their faces, like, okay, okay. And I get up and they said, well, we'll bring you back downstairs. And as she's bringing me down, I said, no, the president said, you know, to be come back in there. And she said, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, I'm going to wait here. I want you to at least check with them. And she went in there and came back out. And she went in, not into obviously the Oval Office, but went in. She said, no, the guy that called you, he said, you're done. You're all done. So I left there with like a deflating feeling. And then all the stuff comes out on the internet because they took pictures outside. Mike Lindell wants this. Mike Lindell wants that. No, Mike Lindell wants the truth to be told to everyone in this country and everyone in the world to show that this was the biggest election fraud and theft in the history of the world, as far as I'm concerned. When a person wins 79 million to 68 million, and you flip that to where the other this other guy that you can prove, and it's not even Democrat Republican here. Everybody needs to know the truth. If I'm a Democrat and I voted for my guy, I want to know that he really won. You know, why are they hiding this? This has been a frustration since November 4th. Why are they hiding this? And it's not like I'm some guy going out there and going, oh, you know what? I read something on the internet. No, I have spent millions of dollars, my time from November 4th, every single day, going out and supporting experts to go dig up evidence, supporting lawyers that are out there, supporting these guys in Georgia that had the machine that checked the ballots to see if the paper's real. We find out that they were all made in China, and then we got videotape of a crew I hired videotaping them shredding all the ballots and made in China and invoiced from China. These were, you know, there was, it's just, I just can't understand how right in front of you, you got a, hey, here's a hand. They go, no, that's not a hand. I go, yes, it's a hand. No, that's not a hand. I mean, it's one thing after another, but here is something that's critical to the rest of any voting election in history are these machines. They're corrupt. They built them to cheat. And now we have that what we were waiting for before, when none of the lawyers would give us or none of the judges would give us the machines to look in them. Well, we found this guy that actually has inside. Here's all the prints that, you know, and for every single vote made through those machines, he's got a footprint where it came, when it went out, and then all these dumps. It's just terrible.
So I know, Mike, a lot of people watching this right now are asking, their next question is, what can we do? Where do we go from here? If you're getting so much resistance at the top level of our government, then where else can we turn to? Who's going to answer these questions for us?
You know, I've been to the point. Well, I will say this. God's got his hand in all this, and all this stuff will be revealed. And the longer it goes on, you're finding more and more of the rats that pop their heads up, the evil. So when it does all get exposed, there's going to be so much that we know that we have found out about people in politics on both sides, who, who's evil, who's not, who's got their own agenda, who doesn't. You're finding out. I think the whole America and the world is finding out what they've done. Look what they've done to suppress our president's voice. He's hidden from us. And all of people like myself, they've attacked my company. I have 2,000 jobs that are careers. They've attacked companies that I work with that have dropped me now because they, they're trying to cancel me out. They're trying to cancel companies now. Churches, friends of mine that have churches that backed the president that said good things, they've just been, attacked right now. And I told the president, think what's going to happen if we let this inauguration, if this goes through, all these people that supported our great president for all the great things he did, and these guys are attacking them. You know, it's just, I can't even imagine, what would be to come. But it shows when you've got platforms like Mark Zuckerberg, or I call him Zuckerbuck from Facebook, and Jack Dorsey, these guys for their own personal agendas, such evil that they, you know, my own Twitter for 3 days, they had somebody else running it from the inside. I was, they had took it off Twitter, but I couldn't even take myself down and somebody else was running it. They were tagging my post. It wasn't even me. Twitter was doing that. That's how corrupt these things are. Now, yesterday it got put up again when the story went all around the world. For some reason, they put it up again for about 2 hours. So I was able to quick post some of that evidence, and it's sitting there. I took a screenshot of it and put it up there. And then, they took it down again, you know.
Let's talk about real quickly. You were outside for a moment, and some photographers were able to get, I guess, some close-up snapshots of one of your folders. And I guess the rumor was one of them said Insurrection Act or martial law. You want to explain that for us real quick?
Well, I walked out there, and like I said, I have 4 pages that I brought to the president, which was that evidence that, you know, for the big machine switch. And there was 2 pages from an attorney. All different attorneys bring me stuff, and, you know, they have suggestions to help the American people. And so that happened to be on the top. And what, you know, what it said, there's just stuff here. If you give him this, here's all his options he could do. Basically, it laid out all the options. It didn't say to do this. It was from an attorney saying, here's legally what he could do here, here, and here. One of the things the president really liked on there was Google, Facebook, Twitter. It said on there, he has the authority to order them to put everybody's back intact in their Facebooks, their Twitters back, because I told them, I said, my friends have lost their platforms that they rely on their livings. There's people that have podcasts that's their whole living. They built them up, and he turned to that John O'Brien, Robert O'Brien, and said, well, yeah, we could do this. And he goes, no, that would really upset people, the left. I mean, upset the left. I mean, what do you mean upset the left? How would they like to get suppressed? Nobody wants to. I have people that are on the left that can't communicate with people. They don't even know what's going on. Right. It's very sad. But they took that picture outside, and then there was about 100 media people just came running. And I didn't say a thing. They're out there snapping pictures. I said, they go, Mike, can you tell us why we're here? And I go, you know what? I'm sure you guys will write something really nice.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about this. Yeah, they are like piranhas. Let's talk about the state of D.C. right now. I'm currently in D.C. A lot of people, there was so much speculation. Why is there so much military here? Why is there so much barricades? I feel like now this is the biggest kabuki theater I've ever seen as far as a security presence in a city. I feel like this is the safest city in America right now. But I can only think that this is not because of a Joe Biden inauguration. There'll be 3 people and a dog at that inauguration. But right. what is your sense of the presence of the military here? And is it a bit over the top, or are they just taking precautions to what could happen when they look back at what happened on January 6th?
I don't understand it. There's like 3 people and every other person's a military guy, you know? It's definitely the safest city. I don't understand it. If it is all theatrics, I don't know. We've all had our prayers going, gee, maybe something's going to be done, you know, that this president will say, hey, we've been attacked by another country, because we have. Our country's been under attack for a long time.
And I think that's what people are thinking, Mike. I think people are hoping that this military presence is a response to what you just said.
That's exactly where that's where my hope lies. Now everyone says to me, well, did you ask the president? No, I didn't ask the president. They were giving me 5 minutes. I mean, I can't just go in there and say, hey, how's it going? Hey, what do you think you're going to do? And there was no time to ask that. I was giving him, as an American citizen, information, because none of his people out there brought the evidence up to the, they just kept saying there's evidence that they didn't show the people. Mm-hmm. And by the time they shut everything down, it's too late. Everybody heard about the Italy affidavit, right? I mean, that's true. These are things that I've also looked into. That's 100% true. I'm going, So why wouldn't we put that out there? This guy admitted he did it. And he's from another country. And everybody knows about it. So it's a frustration of 80 million people or 100 million. They say now it's close to 70 million or 70% of the people believe this was a fraudulent election. I 100% know. This is why I know and I give people confidence. I believe there's no statute of limitations on something that happened like this. This is a crime against humanity, against our country, against all people in this world. Whether I don't care what side of politics you're on. When this gets, then this comes out, and it will. That's one thing that God showed me. It's going to come out. And when it does, where do all the chips fall? You can't have an illegitimate president in there that even if, you know, they're going to go, you know, what do? You have a new election with paper ballots and because you can never use machines again, ever. My prayer is this, is that this gets, there's five cases before the Supreme Court. Now, we've been waiting on them. If they look at what evidence that I've seen, it is so black and white that the Supreme Court justices are going to vote 9-0 and say, what is this? Is attack against our country. And all of them should vote, you know, it should be 9-0. Now, if you had that kind of a statement from the Supreme Court, now you got to all sit back and go, hey, if this was an attack on our country, we all need to re-vote or do something because it's an anomaly. And I don't know what the answers are. Now, this lawyer gave bullet by bullet of what legally the president could do, you know, what legal things he could do or what his options were. Because I think a lot of these options, I'm telling you right now, have been suppressed by people around him in that White House. They don't give him all the options. And I know that back from one of the attorneys I worked with that I've helped out is Sidney Powell. And she's been, you know, she was, everyone knows she was in there. And these attorneys that she got in an argument with and Robert O'Brien, get in an argument with them going, you guys don't get it. This is an attack on our country. And they labeled her a conspiracy theory or, you know, conspiracy theory.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's wrong. And you know, I can tell everybody, I'm not relying on Sidney. I'm not relying on General Flynn, who I talk to all the time. I'm not relying on all these other people. I'm relying on what I personally seen with my own eyes. I look at deviations every single day, thousands and thousands of radio stations and TV. If I see a TV station do $1,000 and normally it does $200, I go, why did that happen? I don't just go, oh, good day. You know, I find out why it happened, who did it, how it happened, and I find out why the deviation happened. So what I've done for all these weeks and months now is went down these everything. Is this truth or, you know, true or false? And I find out the hard evidence. Well, when this thing came out 2 weeks ago, though, about 2 weeks ago, it's been around, but nobody, obviously, they've suppressed it. And when it came out, I'm going, wow, finally, the president can show the public, here we have an attack on another country to our nation. And whether the left was behind it or not, I mean, we all believe that there was a lot of other cheating going on, which I know that's factual, too. You know, here's what really, I want to say one more thing here about this.
Sure.
You know, if you got like Georgia, the president got on that call with that crooked Secretary of State down there. And I can say that because he is. He's crooked. There's something wrong there. Okay. He gets on the phone and let's just take the machine fraud out for a second. Now let's talk about what the president said. Well, we have a list here. I don't know. I pick a number. 8,000 dead people voted. Proven. We got these numbers. Let's say 8,000 people underage voted. 8,000 people that don't live there. I'm just throwing numbers out there. 10,000. Now, any two of them is higher than the 11,730 votes that he lost Georgia by. So he says this to the Secretary of State. We all heard it around the country. And he says, well, those numbers are wrong. And the president says, well, what are the numbers and where did we get these numbers? He asked his guy. And the guy goes, we got them from the Secretary of State's office. And he goes, we got them from you guys. And the guy goes, well, they're still wrong. He goes, well, when can we get the true numbers? And he goes, and then Donald Trump's guy says, he goes, we've been trying to get them for 2 months, sir. They won't give them to us. And then the president says, can we look at Fulton County? No, you can't. You know, this is beyond belief. It's like that. There's a movie out once where this kid's playing cards with this guy. I think it's Big Daddy or something. and they're playing a game, and the guy's got a 2, a 4, a 6, a 5, and a jack. The other guy's got a full house. He says, I win, I got a full house. He goes, no, I win. He shows his hand. He goes, no, my hand beats yours. He goes, no, I win. You know, no, I win. I mean, it's just, it's beyond comprehension. And they use media to brainwash everyone in this country to their narrative, and that's what happened to us. We were, but like I say, you can't hide this. I don't care how much they corrupt the media. I don't know how, you know, and take away our platforms. There's 100 million people here that know that our nation's been stolen.
Mike, let's talk about your business real quickly. Cancel culture is in full swing. A lot of people.
All right, guys. He goes talking about his business and a bunch of other things, and I know everyone that I see everyone in the chat right now talking about his pillows and all that other stuff there. So, man, oh man, yeah. Like I said, it wasn't anything crazy, nothing crazy. So that's where we're at with it, guys. We know all this stuff to be true, and that's exactly where we're at with it. So that's I don't know. There it goes. So, guys, that's what I wanted to bring to you today. Thank you so much for all of that. And, we'll have to see what happens, guys. I'm not bringing in... I don't have faith in anyone, really, at this point, besides God and Trump and the military, and to see what we have left and all that stuff. And we'll see what happens, so... Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, and everyone, he's talking about Italy. He's talking about Italy. And, we've been talking about Italy on this channel and all that stuff. And I don't know, guys. I don't know what's going to break. But when it does, it's going to be insane. It's going to be absolutely insane. So, guys, I just want to point out again here that Foxhole is going to be the place to be with Pill.net. For future platforms on Gab, all that stuff. And let me read the donations, because you guys are pouring them in and I really appreciate it here. Marcus McLean, thank you so much. Hey Scott, just wanted to say thanks for all you do. Thank you so much, Marcus. Melanie Blacklock, thank you for all your hard work. Thank you, Melanie, I appreciate that. Barbara, thank you so much. Will be very important this week. On repeat, yes it will. Andrea, my feelings is they already have everything. I really believe that too. I honestly believe that. Roger, thank you for being there for all of us. Thank you for listening this entire time. I really appreciate it. Angela, love you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Eager, sending some love. Thank you so much. Andrea, sad to hear doom porn. Super duper comfy here. Yes, 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 yes. And Andrea, we are the news now. New shows coming. Yes, that's the thing, guys. If you want shows, if you're out there, you want to get your voice out there, you want to do this, go ahead and do it. If you got what it takes, let's see what you got. Let's see what you got. I'm totally good with it. And of course, Sookie, thank you so much for the donation. And I won't read what you said. Oh, man, that's funny. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate the donations. Yes, so if you want to donate, you guys can continue to do that on Cash App. And that is a great place. That is a great place to do it. So, yeah, they're saying buffer attack. That's not really surprising. Who knows? Who knows with DLive? But it doesn't matter, guys. So, again, guys, go support the new Patriot platforms. Go support them. Get on Foxhole. TheFoxhole.app. Do it in your Chrome browser. It's in the Apple Store right now, but if you have an Android, go to your Chrome browser, put thefoxhole.app in your browser right now, and you see this bell here? You guys will see it. Hit this notification bell. You will get a notification of when I am going live, when I create the topic, and you also get a notification, I believe, an hour beforehand. There's nothing much better than that. You will never miss a show, and this is only going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. It's only going to get better. And yes, I see. Foxhole buffers a lot. Yes, just like Gab right now is slow as hell, but it's getting better. But it's getting better. And it's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. These are things built by guys that have full-time jobs outside of what they do here. And yes, the chat A chat is coming. A chat is coming for Foxhole. We all know, guys. We know exactly what you want, and we're going to bring you the love. It just takes some time. It takes time to build these things. There's a lot of things going on. And of course, guys, don't forget, please follow me on Gab. Gab.com/wokesocieties and all that good stuff. You guys just got to be patient. Things are going to be fine. These things have to be built. The problem is, guys, including myself, we've all been spoiled by big tech. We've all been spoiled by it. Quick response times, never down, buffering. We never had our own stuff, guys. This is the truth. We never had our own stuff, and now we do. And once the chat's up, once the chat is up in on Foxhole, I'm going to trying to shift everybody, because through my streaming app that I have, I can turn off D Live and send it all over to Foxhole. And just like I know Adel was doing this with YouTube, they would start the shows a little bit on YouTube, then get everyone to D Live. I'm gonna play that same card, except I'm going to start my shows on D Live, and I'm going to then ask you all to transfer over to Foxhole, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do, because to me, D Live is they're no different than Facebook, YouTube. They cave to the pressure quicker than anyone that I've seen, actually. After they allowed us the thousands of dollars we made them since we moved over, since October 15th, they made their money on us, and then they deplatformed. Not deplatformed, but they demonetized us. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And I want nothing to do going in the future, nothing to do with any of these tech companies going forward. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I want my own stuff, my own everything. And we're getting there. And we're getting there. And yes, I literally just said that. I'm going to do that when Foxhole has a chat, guys. Listen to what I am saying. My God. My God. So that's where we're at with it, guys. That's where we're at with it. So we got some more donations here, which is always great. Anna, thank you so much. Time to move out of New York, come to Florida. Yeah, that's what the future plans are. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen. So that's what we're doing. Yeah, there will be no stickers there, guys. Because right now, yesterday, we were all a bunch of angry lemon farmers that the communists came in and took all of our lemons and didn't pay us. And left us with scraps. As you guys can see here, I've been noticing this must be some glitch on DLive's side, because I noticed all the streamers who got demonetized were all getting 223 lemons given to us in the last two shows, which reminds me so much of the COVID relief bill, where they're like, here's your $600, you peasants. DLive's like, hey, you were averaging like 20, 30,000 lemons. Guess what? The commies came in. You're going to get something. Here's your 233 lemons for you and your family. Hopefully, it'll help you survive for the rest of the year. That's essentially what they're doing right now. I don't know if they're doing this to piss us off, but I don't know. I don't know. So, everyone, I see some people saying Foxhole's not working for them. It's slow right now. Guys, it's going to be okay. It's just going to get better, I promise you. It's going to get better. So just bear with us. Bear with us. Guys, we're going through it all. If you're going to have to deal with some buffering, some shitty picture, not HD at first, guess what? Get the hell over it. Do you want to go through all this over again with big tech and the tyranny that we're facing? Then shut up about how it's not loading quick. Shut up. Stop. It's going to get better. We are literally, we're at the beginning of the new future. The very beginning, we've only taken baby steps right now. So please, the negativity, just stop. I know the guys personally working on this. I know them personally. I talk to them almost every day. They are busting their asses to get this done. This is their baby. We're going to give you guys everything that you guys want. I promise. It's coming. So I just wanted to get that off there, because I see people complaining on Twitter about Gab and all these new platforms and blah, 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 blah. Just shut up. All right. I know. We ended on a really positive vibe. Now I'm telling everyone, shut up. Oh, but you guys get the point. You guys get the point. So good thing is, guys, Methods is going to be on at 8 o'clock Eastern, which is at the top of the hour, so you guys can go watch him. I told you this would not be a normal episode today. I usually go an hour, hour and a half, and all that good stuff. And, yeah. And then I think Red Pill is going to be on right after that. I don't know who his guest is. I don't know who Methods has either. I should probably ask these guys before I go live so at least I can tell you. And all that good stuff. I like Drunk Societies better. Yeah. Well, those days still aren't over, guys. I mean, that could still happen, but all that stuff. Scott is on his period. Absolutely not, K-Dub. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I just want to hear you and the others stop bitching about platforms that you guys have no idea what it takes to do these things with the amount of traffic. You have zero clue. Zero clue. Zero clue. So, and some people are upset, and I wasn't talking about everybody that was complaining. Wasn't talking about everybody. Just the overall vibe that I get from a lot of people is, oh, this sucks. It's not working. Just have patience. If you want to unsubscribe to the channel, see ya. I don't care. I really don't. I am going to back up my mods. I'm going to back up the people that are making these companies. I am going to defend them. And if you want to talk shit about them, I'm going to call you out. And if you don't like it, go unsubscribe. And there you go. And K-Dub, if it was a joke, it's a joke. It is what it is. It's hard to tell through text, my friend. Hard to tell through text. Context is lost in text. So there you go. All right, guys. Well, that's going to be the end of this show. I hope you all enjoyed it. And again, I'm so glad we got to pray and do all that stuff in the beginning. The vibes were absolutely fantastic. I loved it. And people were saying, can we pray before more episodes? I don't plan on doing that. This was just something I felt personally needed to happen today. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to wrap up today's show. So what do we got here? What do we got? Did I get any more donations? Let me just make sure I didn't miss any. Longshot Mags, thank you for all your hard work. Thank you, Longshot Mags. Thank you, my friend. We have a long road ahead of us. And it's just getting started, and it's only going to get better from this. So there you have it. Guys. You're going to catch Methods at the top of the hour. I love you guys. The Woke Fam is strong. Let's see where this next week brings us. It's going to be an insane time and all that good stuff. And yeah, there's Liam's face in the camera. That is great. And guys, I will be back on Tuesday. I'll be back on Tuesday with your regular stream. And then Wednesday is the big day. That's also the same day that me and Methods do a show together. So we're going to have to see how that works. And all that good stuff. So love and light, ladies and gentlemen. Love and light. So you guys know what I'm going to say. Stay safe. Stay strong. And stay woke. Good night, everybody. Good night.